folks. Welcome to the podcast today.
Hey, everybody. We're glad to finally join you. We're a few days late getting our another episode on the air, but man, our schedule's been really thrown off.
We're on quarantine schedule. Quarantine coronavirus schedule is pretty much everything is thrown off.
Yeah. Is anybody else having a hard time even knowing what day it is?
I asked Lee two or three times this week, what day is it?
And does it even matter?
We're thrown off. We're actually quarantining and doing... Quarantining? Is that a word?
Quarantining. It is now.
So many new words that we're learning.
Or just words that we've not... You know, we don't use much. Social distancing. I mean, that's kind of a new phrase, I guess.
Yeah, but we're doing our part. We have pretty much stayed home, stayed out of the way, and stayed away from people. And
I think I'm on two solid weeks of I haven't left the house.
I don't know how you do that.
We've gone on walks. You haven't let me. Anytime you're the go-getter, and anytime there's an errand that needs to be run, it's like, I'll do it.
Well, two reasons. I'm the one that I can't stand being in the house.
I know. You got to get out. You got to see a few people.
But, and from a distance.
From a 6-foot distance.
But I'm also trying to protect my...
I know.
My sweet
and
wife.
And I do know that, and I appreciate that. And it's really fine with me to not get out of the house. But I'm looking forward to going to work in the morning. Got to go in to the office for just a couple of hours and check the mail and pay some bills and...
We'll lock ourselves in and hide out.
Yeah.
I feel like when I go to the grocery store, I'm a little like Hunger Games. Was it Katniss? Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
You know, sneaking off to go to the store and hoping to come back safely. So it's been kind of a big deal. So,
yeah.
Did you catch a song that we started with today? I kind of like going with a song that's a theme.
Yeah, I liked that. You had the Who going, asking, who are ya?
Who are you? We're going to talk a little bit about us today, and don't think we're gonna spend a whole lot of time talking about us, but we want you to get to know us better if you don't know us.
Who we are.
We have a lot of questions about that, and so we just thought we'd spend a little bit of time today for you to get to know us a little bit better, and maybe our story a little bit, and who we are, and maybe how we got in the business of marriages and marriage ministry and things along those lines. So this is all something that kind of God put in our lap and we just tend to do right now. And it has slowed down right now, just like everybody else. We've had to delay or cancel a workshop.
Yeah, that was sad. We had to cancel our last workshop in
Oklahoma.
Chandler, Oklahoma.
Yes.
We were looking forward to that, but we will reschedule. We will fit them in somewhere.
We hope to
do that for sure. Yeah. We don't want to cheat them out of their time they had on the calendar. So hopefully when things get back to normal, we'll squeeze that one in. We have one planned in July, and we'll just kind of have to see how that goes.
Yep. Play it by ear and see what the Lord...
It kind of worked out well. We had kind of kept our schedule clear this time of year because we have a senior in high school, and we had done that on purpose. We hadn't scheduled any for the month of May, and we don't really usually schedule many during the summer because we travel a lot and do different things. So it's kind of worked out that we didn't have
a May or a June or. And just because we had one at home, and Mama and her wisdom said, Lee and her wisdom said, let's not plan a lot of workshops right there while we have a senior at home doing senior things. So
exactly. So this has all been a little bit strange way to end a senior year of high school. We have no idea when or if there will be a graduation ceremony, but we're just playing it one day at a time like everybody else.
And maybe you've got a senior in high school right now and you're thinking the same thing. It is a little different. I don't know if I saw on Facebook somebody posted this and I thought it was kind of unique or awkward or interesting. This group of kids who graduate this year came into this world right at 9/11 mm-hmm. in September of 2001, right there in that area. They came into the world in a time that everything
kind
was...
kind of at a crazy time, man.
Yeah, kind of the last big world event that we had that really shook everything.
Hubert really did. I was due any day, if you'll remember. I mean, my due date, I was due any day on September 11th when that happened. And I thought, what kind of craziness am I bringing a brand new baby into?
And so here we are, and now he'll go out of his senior year with all this going on, and
that's just history.
That's how life works sometimes, mm-hmm. and we'll go with it and everything else. So that's kind of how it works. So tell a little bit about us. I always love, we post on Facebook and on Instagram periodically, asking questions. How do you meet? How did you meet? We always love those stories. I love asking couples, how did you meet? What's your story? Because I personally like love stories. I like romances. And sometimes people say, you know, we met by accident. It was a double date. It was a blind date. It was, we were dancing somewhere. We get great stories. And our story is, we don't really have any kind of fancy story. We were honestly a couple of kids that just kind of grew up together.
Yeah, we went to the same church. And so
in the same youth group,
there was, you know, 4-year age difference. But I guess when I got to about junior high and started doing things with the youth group, we got to know each other a little bit better
mm-hmm.
then. So yeah, started, you know, going on ski trips and Six Flags trips and, things like that together, and would have fun devotionals every Sunday evening that we took part in. So
I like that because it gave me time to spend with you. I thought it was kind of interesting. One of my favorite stories is, and I know you didn't plan it this way, but I like the fact there was I really don't know the whole story, but there was a guy chasing you that was interested in you. And you, to get him off your back, said, this is really kind of how it all started. You asked me what?
Yeah, I said, would you pretend to be my boyfriend? So this guy, you know, I told this guy I have a boyfriend, and would you just kind of fill that role right now so that he'll leave me alone? Because he's being very persistent. And so, and I had zero interest in this person. This wasn't anybody that we went to church with or anything. It was my best friend at the time, she was dating a guy, and it was his friend. And so, yeah.
And so we pretended to be...
We pretended for a while.
We did. We pretended for a while. And 31 years later, 4 kids later, we're not...
Are we still pretending?
I hope not. I hope all of a sudden you don't go, all right, he's gone now. We're done. So, and so we dated for about 4 years. Because you were younger than I was. And interestingly enough, I was 4 years older than Lee, but I will tell you, she was still more mature than I was, even at that age.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do. There's just something about boys just don't mature as fast as girls do. And you were still the mature one at that time in our relationship. But we dated 4 years, kind of off and on, mostly just on. And then... right after you graduated from high school, we actually when you were 17, we had talked about it. There was no special, there was no big, will you marry me announcement or anything like that. We had just talked about getting married so long that when I think you were 17 and we said, hey, you'll be out of school next summer, graduate from high school, or are we getting married? Yeah, let's get married. And it just progressed from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think we always just kind of knew we would. And so...
The thing that really, we always talk about this in our workshop that I found kind of fun, was the thing that really nearly changed my mind was when you said, are you going to talk to my dad about this? And I thought, well, we don't need to be getting married.
We don't have to do that.
We're not going to do that. I don't want to talk to him, say, can I marry your 17-year-old daughter? And I remember one time I asked you about your mama, because really your mama, she was a little bit more vocal and more outgoing. But I remember asking you one time, did you tell your mom? And I don't know if you remember this or not. And I said, did you tell your mom about next summer? And she said, you said I did. And I remember... I said, what did she say? And she said, well, we We knew it was going to happen. We just didn't think it was going to be this quick. I don't know if you remember that or not. But yeah, that was kind of the deal. But we got married. You graduated from high school. We got married. We went off school together. We had plans. We had plans. It was kind of, we just talked about it. We had plans to kind of wait about 5 years to have kids. And about 5 months into marriage.
Surprise!
Yeah. And you know, the good thing about that was, well, there's a lot of good about it. We love our children that we brought into the world. But one of the good things is we did date 4 years. So we did have some time together before we brought kids in the world. We didn't we didn't meet, get engaged, and a few months later get married and have a kid. So we did have some us time. But because we did start early enough having kids, we've raised four boys. Last one's about to leave the home. And we have enjoyed raising four boys in a small community. It's been fun stuff.
Yeah, we live in Childress, Texas. Small Little. Town of about 6,000.
Yep.
And man, we've loved raising our kids in a small town. We lived in Tulia, Texas for about 10 years, and that place still has a big piece of our heart, another small town. And
we like small towns.
Small towns, you know, we did not grow up in a small town. We grew up in a larger city, not a metroplex type city, but a decent sized city. But we sure love living in a small town now. There's just something about the close-knit feeling of community that you get when you live in a small town.
That's true. Now, we've been married 31 years, so let's kick into some marriage stuff. We've been married 31 years, and there's pros and cons to marrying early. There really is. The average age when you and I were in the 80s, the average age for men to get married was 22, and women were 20,
and,
I believe.
And you were 22.
I was.
I was a little bit younger.
Yes, yes. We won't talk about that. and now the average age of men getting married is about 29, and women about 27. So that's changed a lot. But one of the things that, of course, we've enjoyed our kids, they've waited to get married somewhat. But one of the pros, I think, to getting married early was the fact that we weren't set in our ways. We really had no ways. We hadn't lived away from home. We hadn't spent a whole lot of time away from each other. We got married and we had to learn how to do things together.
Right.
We found out really, really quickly, and I think we knew this, we just didn't know it until we started living together as a married couple, that we were very, very different.
Very different. Like the song you played earlier, asking who are you, sometimes we would look at each other and go, who are you?
Yeah. And it was one of those deals to where, you know, we were put together and started, we got married, started living together, and we just realized we are just so different. And I think differences, I think opposites attract. I think that's very common.
Yes.
Most people, usually you have an introvert and an extrovert in a marriage, or you have a talker and a quiet one, you have a spender and a saver. That is very, very common. But at that time, it was really rough on us. We struggle because...
Yeah, it wasn't just, you know, big things. It was like just everyday little things. We just realized how different we were. Like what? Being on time.
Yeah, know? For example, I'm an on-time person. I love being on time. Now, if you're an on-time person, you'll understand this. If you're not an on-time person, let me explain what that means. Being on time means... I want to be somewhere 15 minutes before it starts. That's on time. If you show up when it's starting, you're late. Now, that don't work for people who are not on time people, which you're not. That concept doesn't ring with you. And for you,
exactly.
On time is what?
I don't exactly like to be late, but
I know.
You know, but I always say if running late were an exercise, I would be so fit because
yeah.
I do tend to run late. And I don't like to be late. I'm kind of one of those, I want to get, if it starts at 7, I want to be there at 7. Because I feel like if you're going 15 minutes early, that's just a waste of 15 minutes that you could be doing something else.
Now, all the people listening to this heard you say that and they said, yes. And all the people listening to me are going, No, that's crazy.
I mean, I can fold a load of laundry in that amount of time. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's see. What are some more of our differences? I am not. Okay. I would tell you I'm a little on the unorganized side, but that wouldn't be real honest. I'm more organized than I used to be.
You're very much more organized than you used to be.
But I'm not very organized. I'm a pile guy.
Yeah. You try. You try.
You've taught me some. But you, though, on the other hand.
I am very organized. I think everything has its place, and I want everything in its place. So this, we've been doing this kitchen remodel, and it's like I have cleaned out almost every cabinet, cleaned out pantries, and reorganized and put things, you know, back in order, and it's been pretty great.
Tell me about another one. I'm not a big detail person.
You don't need a lot of details. In fact, if I try to give you too many details, I think you shut off. It's like, okay, that was enough. Five minutes ago, that was all I needed to know.
I don't need a lot of details to function. And I'm really good by playing it by ear or flying by the seat of my britches. I think that's an old phrase, mm-hmm. but yeah, I don't have to have a lot of details, but I've learned something being married to you, and that is...
I need details.
Yeah, I've learned that.
I am a very detail-oriented person, and I need details.
You don't like to play it by ear or fly by the seat of your pants.
No, I'm a planner. And I want to know who, what, when, where, why, and how.
When I say, let's figure it out when we get there, you go, no, it don't work that way. So that's the difference. All right. Okay, here's just some common things. I like my tea sweet.
And I like mine unsweet.
That wasn't
always the case, though.
No, you've changed.
I used to drink sweet tea until I was pregnant with our second. Was it our second?
I don't know, but they messed you up.
Or was it our first?
I think it was probably second.
I think it was the second.
And then you went to unsweet tea.
And
there is nothing worse than unsweet tea. Sweet tea made me so sick.
And I never went back. Never went back to all that sugar. So that was a good thing.
Yeah. But I like my coffee black.
And I like cream in my coffee. I used to do the whole sugar cream and everything. And I've whittled it down. I'm not putting sugar in my coffee anymore. I've grown up a little bit.
That's how we're different a little bit. I like to eat cereal out of a really big bowl with a really big spoon.
You do, like a serving bowl and a serving spoon.
Mm-hmm. That's how you're supposed to eat cereal.
My mouth's not that big. I can't fit that big spoon in my mouth.
Really?
I'm getting a look, y'all. I'm getting a look. No, but I eat cereal out of a normal size cereal bowl with a normal spoon like a normal person.
Ouch.
I think most men would agree with you, though.
I'm a morning person. I like the mornings. Mornings are fun. I look forward to I go to bed at night thinking to myself, I can't wait till I can get up. I wish I could just shut my eyes, open them, and go, it's morning, let's get up.
Yep. That's not me. I don't love mornings. I'm a night owl. I say it's what, about mid-morning before I decide if I'm even going to be a Christian for the day.
Yeah, that's the truth. About two cups of coffee and 10 a.m.
No,
and then you like people.
I hate alarms and I mean, yeah.
I don't even hardly use alarms. I just wake up. I fall asleep quickly. If I had a superpower, I can, you know, I'm going to lean over and go, honey, I'm going to go to sleep now. And I do.
And you do. And I don't understand how that works. I just really don't understand that.
It's called a clean conscience.
It's called, I don't know. How do you turn off your brain that fast? Because my brain just doesn't turn off that fast. So, yeah, I'm pretty jealous of that superpower that you have there.
Yeah. I like getting up in the mornings and drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm. And I like to tease that I drink coffee in the mornings for the protection of others.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty much a neat freak.
I'm on the messy. I'm a little messy.
I like clean. I want everything clean and tidy and in its place, as we said earlier. And let's see, shopping. We shop different. I like to look everything over, read labels, compare prices, use coupons on groceries. If it's clothes, I like to try everything on. I don't
Who
dare.
does that?
You just can't buy it without trying it on because, I mean, what if it doesn't fit well?
I can get a whole new wardrobe at whatever store we're in about 10 minutes. Just grab
Yes.
it and let's go.
And how many times you get something home and you go, yeah, I don't really like this.
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. All right, give
me
one more.
Okay, the toilet paper. Toilet paper goes over the top of the roll. Are y'all?
I hear people cheering in the background back
yeah,
there.
You got enough toilet paper at your house right now to even worry about putting it on the right way?
Yeah, and I didn't even know when we got married that there was a right way to put toilet paper
there
on the roll.
There is a right way.
I just was glad if I showed up and it was there. So yeah, we're just very different people. I'm an extrovert and you're an introvert.
Yes.
Those are just different than us. I'm very outgoing. I can be a little loud at times. It does not bother me to, I don't try to be the center of attention, but it doesn't bother me to have attention. And you're just the opposite on all of those things.
All of those things.
And when we married, I remember thinking, she just needs to have more fun. She's obviously has a very boring life and needs to get out here in the middle of everybody where she can be seen and you know, and that wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you probably looked at me many times and thought, what has his mama done to him?
I just thought, who leaves cabinet doors open? What kind of animal is he?
Yeah. It was all just new stuff.
It was all new and different.
Now, one of the things we learned in tip-wise, one of the things we learned was don't try to fix your spouse. And we'll come back to that in just a second. But...
We did. I mean, we couldn't understand why we did things the way we did, and because we were finding more and more things about how we were different. And I remember going to a ladies' thing one time, and the speaker was talking about the four basic personality types, and I thought, what? It just opened up this whole new world to me and made me understand that. You weren't broke, and I wasn't broke, and...
We shouldn't try to fix each other.
Yeah, we shouldn't try to fix each other. That God made us exactly the way He wanted us to be, and yes, we both have strengths, and we both have weaknesses, but, it really helped me to understand that was your personality, and nothing I did was ever going to change your personality. Nothing you ever, you know, would do was going to change my personality. And we just had to learn how to blend our personalities. And,
Have you ever noticed that somehow or another, most of your strengths
really
fill in the gaps because they're my weaknesses?
My strengths are your weaknesses.
And my strengths really are your weaknesses.
They
and I
are.
Think sometimes that's why God has people who are opposites
they are.
Attract because you handle things that I don't do well. You know, I can't figure a checkbook. I can't pay bills and remember to get things in the mail on time.
Mm-hmm. And I hate to call, you know, people on the phone about a bill or you know,
I love that
kind of stuff. And so... You do all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, when you hand me something, I say, hey, can you call on
this?
I'm always
person.
Like, yes, I would love to do that today. Thank you so much. But yeah, I like doing stuff like that. But your strengths are my weaknesses and vice versa. And so instead of looking at your spouse like they're broke, realize that probably the things you consider to be flaws in their lives are your strengths. And the things you don't do well is their strengths. And it works a little bit like that.
And when I heard that speaker, you know, she talked about, she got all this information from a book called Personality Plus by Florence Littauer. And I got that book and I just really delved into that. And, you know, and it outlined the strengths of your personality and the strengths of my personality. And so... I could say, yeah, that's true. Those are the things that we need to focus on. And then as far as our weaknesses go, yes, we need to try to improve those areas.
Although I am unorganized and though I'm not very good at details, I have learned to become more organized and I've learned to do better at giving details because those are weak spots that you need. And to just sit back and go, nah, that's not me, is not really very fair.
Exactly. And I had to realize that, you know, a weakness... in my personality trait is criticism. And because I you know, I like the details and I like perfection. And so I can be very critical. And I realized that your personality type hates criticism. And so, I mean, that just kind of opened up my eyes that I gotta cut that out. Nobody likes criticism. So anyway, yeah, that was a cool thing. So if you're familiar with those four basic personality types, you kind of know what we're talking about. A lot of people compare them to different animals or different colors and those kinds of things. So,
And now the big personality thing is the
Enneagram.
Yeah, is that how you pronounce it?
I'm not even sure that I'm pronouncing it right. We're just kind of looking into that. I have the book, The Road Back to You, but I haven't read it yet. So we're still kind of trying. We've taken the, you know, a quick little test, and everybody says, yeah, the test will give you an idea, but you really got to just kind of read about them and figure out which one fits you best. And, so,
and I'm trying to remember. Am I number two?
You are a seven with a wing. This is the word you use. The seven with a wing two. And
and yours?
I pulled up a quick. Yeah, so you're seven. You're a people person. You got FOMO. That's one of the things on yours.
What does that mean?
Fear of missing out.
Oh, I hate missing out stuff.
That's on your list.
The only thing that I like about the quarantine is I know other people aren't doing fun things without me. They're all stuck at their house too.
Yeah. You like new experiences. You are always ready for the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're optimistic. You're fun. You're generous. That's several of the things that describe you.
Mm-hmm.
Your wing is a two. And let's see. Criticism is hard. That's one of the things that's on your.
I don't like that.
You're a people pleaser. You're kind. You're a helper. You love others. You're a gift giver. Anyway, I think both of those describe you pretty
well. And yours are what?
And so I'm really having a hard time deciding which one I am. Is my primary. I don't know.
You tell me and I'll tell you which one it is.
I think that I'm a one with a wing five. So the one is likes fairness, order, truth, ethics, details, has strong values.
That's you.
Loves routine, honesty, everything's black and white, loves to plan, critical. There it is. I'm critical. I'm impatient.
You're a rule
follower.
Oh my goodness! I can't get you to break any rules.
So that's a one. I think that's probably my my primary. The wing is a five. Quiet. Loves to stay home. Is a problem solver. Does research.
Mm-hmm, that's you.
Stubborn. A tad stubborn.
Tad? Would you stop right there?
Yeah. Anyway, that's. So I don't know. I kind of think that maybe a one, but I haven't quite decided which one is my primary.
So you may be different than your husband. Lee mentioned a really good book, Florence Littauer's book on personality profile for couples.
Personality Plus for couples.
Yes,
the Enneagram would probably help you. You know, with
if you're
your
very
relationship
different than
with
your spouse.
Yeah,
very good books. And that was a very big blessing to us.
It was.
So learning some tips here. One of those that we've mentioned is don't try and fix your spouse to be more like you. God didn't create them to be more like you. They're going to be different than you. And so don't try to fix them. Don't think they're broke. And that doesn't mean that you don't want to improve and try to, you know, if my spouse likes the toilet paper to go over the roll, then I'm going to put the toilet paper over the roll like I'm supposed to.
Right.
A couple of other little things in there that was good for us is I think we were patient. There were times when we were really frustrated with one another. We've enjoyed a lot of good times together. Because we were patient with one another and didn't give up in times that were tough.
Man, and I think that is such a problem today. You know, we live in such a disposable society and we throw everything away. You know, we throw away water bottles. We throw away, you know, disposable. Everything's disposable. And we don't go into marriage with the idea that this is forever. This is not a disposable thing.
And I think everybody goes into marriage thinking that this is going to last forever.
Exactly.
But people are ready to give up awfully quick.
People give up too quickly. And you're not going to like your spouse every day. You may go, there may be periods of time when you just really do not like each other. But you love each other every day. And pretty soon, those times pass. They just do. And I think too many people give up during those times when they think, I just don't like this person anymore. And they don't ever get to the point where they've gotten past that and have grown through that.
Yeah.
To the really great times that you have when you've been married for 31 years. And you can look back and see those times and realize how you grew through them.
Yeah. One of the things I think we did well, and I think we mentioned this on a previous podcast, there's sometime we're going to do a podcast called Five Things We Didn't Do Very Well, and then maybe Five Things We Did Well. One of the things we did really well, I think, was we did a good job at being intentional about growth. And I don't think we knew what that meant. And I don't think if people ask us, hey, what are y'all doing? We were going, hey, we're being intentional about growth. Someone just told us that it would be good attend every marriage retreat, every workshop, every marriage seminar that you can, and try to read a marriage book together once or twice a year. And we did that. We started very young doing that. And I think that was a really big blessing to us early in our marriage, was that we worked hard on trying to get to know each other and build a marriage and not just expecting growth to happen.
I agree 100%. We learned a lot through those workshops and reading books. And
sometimes those were hard, because sometimes we would talk about things that frustrated us about one another. But because we were willing to do that, it made us stronger.
Yeah. And the last thing we want to encourage you to do is to cultivate your friendship. We talked about how different we were. And so if that's you and your spouse, then it's so very important to find those common interests that you both share, where you can cultivate your friendship.
If people who are married to their best friend and they feel like they're married to their best friend, things work better than they do when you just are married to someone. And it's hard to be best friends and have friendship with your spouse if you don't ever spend any time together with them doing things together. And so learn to find some hobbies that you enjoy doing together. Try some things that he likes. Try some things that she likes. Spend some time doing some things together. And you will start building memories of times together, of fun things that you do together. And that's a good thing.
Yes.
Good, good thing. All right, what else you want to add, Ms. Morgan?
No, this has been fun.
It has been fun. I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
We hope our sound quality is good today. We are just using our laptop at home. Usually we have a little bit better microphone and stuff. So hopefully our sound quality is good today.
You guys have a great day and stay safe, and blessings to each of you. We hope that y'all will continue to do well and be blessed. And we will see y'all in a week or so. Hopefully it will be like a quick week. Mm-hmm.